Servants hurried over to take Valorum's and Taria's Vedder cloth cloaks.
"I hired them expressly for the evening," Palpatine said quietly. "I'm a solitary man at heart."
Taria spoke before Valorum could. "The title of the latest Holonet piece about you, if I'm not mistaken. The senator who turned his back on a vast fortune to devote himself to politics, who worked his way up from Naboo's legislative body to the ambassadorship to the Galactic Senate." She smiled without showing her teeth. "A heartwarming story."
"And every word of it true," Palpatine said, "from a certain point of view."
The three of them shared a laugh, and then Palpatine led them deeper into the press of guests, all of whom were well-disposed toward Valorum. There was no one in the suite the Supreme Chancellor didn't know, and he greeted every one of them by name. The ability to make beings feel as if they mattered to him, personally as well as politically, was one of his few strengths. A protocol droid delivered drinks on a tray, and Valorum and Taria helped themselves to glasses. When Valorum's trophy excused herself to make conversation with the wife of Alderaanian Senator Bail Antilles, Palpatine steered Valorum into the suite's main room.
"How is it that you managed to enjoy the support of both the Core and Rim factions?"
Valorum asked in genuine interest.
"A consequence of Naboo's location more than anything else. Mine is something of a displaced world, located in the Rim but sharing the sensibilities of many of the Core worlds."
Valorum gestured to a figurine in a wall niche.
"Exquisite." "Quite. A gift from Senator Elan Lee." "From Triffers?"
Palpatine reoriented the figurine slightly.
"A museum piece, actually."
Valorum continued along the wall, indicating a second piece.
"And this?" "A ceremonial grand wind drum, over 1,000 years old."
He glanced out of the corner of his eye at Valorum.
"A present from Baskol Yizrim."
Valorum nodded.
"Senator Ainley Team's aide. I didn't realize you were on good terms with the Grand Protectorate."
Palpatine shrugged.
"For a time I wasn't, owing to a long-standing feud over Naboo's abstention in a senatorial vote of some significance at the time, but ancient history now."
Valorum lowered his voice to ask,
"Do you think you could bring Malastare over to my side?"
Palpatine swung to look at him.
"Regarding the embargo of Yinchor, possibly, but not on the matter of taxing the free trade zones. Both Ainley Team and Oxmo have become allies of the Trade Federation."
"An even more bewildering reversal," Valorum sighed.
"Friends become enemies, enemies, friends. I suspect I'm going to have to call in every political favor I'm owed to succeed at Yinchor."
He compressed his lips and shook his head.
"I fear my legacy is on the line here, old friend. I've only 1 year left of my term, but I'm determined to see things through."
Palpatine conjured a compassionate tone.
"If it's any solace, I support the use of a paramilitary force, even at the risk of escalating the crisis, if only to silence those who have accused the Republic of being spineless."
Valorum clapped Palpatine on the shoulder. "Your support is appreciated." He looked around the room, then asked even more quietly,
"Whom can I count on, Palpatine?"
Palpatine's eyes scanned the crowd, alighting briefly on two human males, an Ankh who wouldn't have fit in a room with lower ceilings, an Ithorian, and finally a Tarnap.
"Antilles, Com Fordox, Horrox Rider, Tendal Bendon, perhaps Mutnot Rob?"
Valorum eyed them in turn, then let his gaze settle on a Rodian. "Far?"